Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, bienvenidos a Earbuds Podcast. I'm your L host, Jamel Johnson.
L host?
I fucked it up.
Yeah, no, you speak Spanish now. I'm Mike Benner. We are Peterless this week. He's in Dallas for the Dallas Comedy Festival.
Peace to Peter.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
He's there just for
He's
them.
Trying out for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
That third voice you hear is a very talented comedian and writer. Her name is Megan Gailey.
Hello. Sorry I spoke before I was introduced.
No, that's good.
There's no rules
that's
on this.
That's a real bad trait of mine, speaking before spoken to on podcasts.
It's a good look, though. I think the fans got hype when they heard it. They were like, oh, shit.
You don't think anyone was like, ooh.
No, I don't think so.
Is Peter's mom?
Yeah, which is dope.
Her?
We've been meaning to hear from Mrs. Moses for fucking months now.
Yeah, shout out Karen. Hit us up.
Yeah.
At Airbuds Pod on Twitter. Let us know if you liked Megan or not.
Yeah, let me know, please. I would love feedback.
Oh, Karen is going to love you.
Definitely.
Yeah. Before we get into things, thank you to our Patreon subscribers.
We've got a Patreon.
We've got a handful of people.
Yeah. And people are cool and nice.
Yeah, they're cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
They are cool.
They're actually nice? Fucking wild.
I don't know.
I thank you on behalf of the boys.
Oh man, thank you, and thank you for all the stamps I've purchased with the Patreon money.
Are you mailing stuff?
I'm mailing big stuff.
I love mailing
stuff. Did anybody send in sizes?
Oh, they did. I need to check the message.
Okay,
Jamel's got like a stockpile of jerseys and T-shirts and shoes. He's trying to give away.
I have a bag full of basketball apparel.
That's like old.
Just old. I got shit though.
Great.
I got various teams.
I hope he doesn't listen to this. I hope my fiance doesn't listen to this because he's going to try and just buy it from you. And we have too much.
Fair enough. I'll be sure to keep him off the mailing list.
Yeah.
He's probably got whatever I have anyway.
No, yeah. Today we were making out and I realized he was in a Homie the Clown t-shirt.
Yeah. And you're like, wait.
He was like, I can't believe. I was like, why'd you bring it up?
Come on, bro.
I was going to go. You know, I was gonna run with you.
Yeah, homie was minding his business, and then you
just
told me
happy to be here.
Yeah, you're making out with me with a shirt that says that you don't play this on it. It's a little.
CJ proposed to me in a shirt that said Mount Dunkmore, And then and then it's all the four greatest dunkers of all time.
Hey, Daryl Dawkins, Michael Jordan.
I think it's Stansberry, Jordan, Kobe. And then I don't know.
Brent Barry. He proposed to you with a shirt with Kobe on it, and you said yes.
Oh, I mean, he proposed to me in front of a mural of Reggie Miller, who had a difficult, maybe.
But that's your man.
Running out of low run. Kobe's level, just Reggie, and I love Reggie.
Just so general dirtbag.
That's with when you all think of due Reg. Respect. You were living the life you wanted to have, and I support that.
Reggie Miller, all-time worst NBA top two. Maybe.
Nope.
Somebody's got to have some worse than that.
I don't think it is because I think he really like owns it and is fine with it.
He has one tattoo and it's a sun around his belly button. That is insane.
He's also still in good shape. So you know that there's guys that are like not in good shape that have weird shit in other places.
Yeah, what do you think about Mike Scott?
Oh, well, Mike Scott, I mean, he's the god.
He's got all the emojis tattooed onto his body.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Are you looking at me like I disagree?
No.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at you for a response, not for a debate.
I think it's great. I think in the NCAA tournament that already had face tattoos, and I was like, wow, that's so young.
Damn. I mean, they do whatever they want now.
Face tattoo at like 19? I think of that as like an older man's statement.
I remember a dude, my junior year, a kid had a tattoo on his arm, and that was the biggest deal. He had prayer hands with not enough fingers on them.
He had like
it was a
the
four
Simpsons
finger
prayer
hands. Yeah.
Wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a statement.
No. It was just wrong.
No, that's not even like a Mandarin symbol. Like it's like we know how many fingers.
He had five fingers on each hand himself?
He had five fingers on his own hands.
The person.
And he's my guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I'm not naming no names, but
shout out Jamel's guy.
Yeah.
Jamel can't name a name. Because...
But he had the beads, and it also had the beads. He had the prayer beads coming down.
Oh, man. Was he Roman Catholic?
No.
Kabbalah.
It's not a hill. The bead. What are those called?
There's
rosary?
Rosaries. God. But there's also Kabbalah prayer beads. Yeah.
He might have been down with Kabbalah.
Yeah, he was a big Madonna fan.
I seen him at the Kabbalah Center.
Well, has Kabbalah beads.
Hey, you never been to Woodbridge, Virginia, homie? You never been.
You're right. I guess I haven't.
We got some shit going on out there.
Okay, all right.
Well, this is a podcast about basketball.
Everyone knows, yes.
Yeah. Guys, we need to talk about something that's a little dicey.
Yeah, you guys are looking at me.
You inhaled as if you were going to say something.
I suggested this. I feel like we are going to talk about something that may be very sensitive and tough and triggering for, I would say, mostly the women that are listening. We're going to talk about Kristaps Porzingis. I think you understand what that means, and if that's going to be upsetting to you. Fast forward, we're going to get to Victor Oladipo his Express ads.
Hot stuff. Yeah. We got hot stuff coming, but let's...
I don't know if I said his name right.
No, I think you did.
Kristaps or Victor?
No, I said that one right. You know when you like hear people say famous people's name different than you like Rihanna. Like I've heard it both ways that I'm like, I don't know. Ndamukong Suh, I was like, I guess
it's whatever. It's whatever you want. Go ahead, you swing, I feel. Take your pick.
Okay.
Anyways,
I gave a big enough buffer.
You did, If you're not fast forwarded by now, then you want to listen to this.
Yeah.
But sad news in the NBA. Turns out Kristaps Porzingis is under investigation for rape. God.
The day he tore his ACL.
Yeah. And there was some very violent language that he used against a black woman. And turns out the Mavs knew about it when they accepted the trade. Apparently, they say that they didn't ever hear the word rape, but there was a talk of blackmailing as if this victim blackmailed someone.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just fucked up. I don't even want to talk about it, but it feels like we need to talk about it as an NBA podcast that talks about current events and this happening literally today.
Is it going to trial?
I don't know. I honestly haven't read about it. I know every detail, but I've specifically not like read it. I've just had my fiance tell me because I don't want to go down an even darker hole of how fucking dark it is.
Yeah.
The story is really, really bad. I think it has bad implications for a lot of different organizations, the Knicks being one of them. They seem so happy to have washed their hands of it. Like, they're like, don't ask us. And it's like, no, we are asking you. Like, you know, if you were there the day after it happened, like, you had a conversation with his lawyer and him. You do need to fess up to some shit. The Mavs obviously need to. I think it puts the NBA in a very, like, difficult situation. It's going to put a lot of eyes on them, eyes that the NFL has had for years now, because this has seemed to be more of like a football epidemic. And now the NBA is going to have to answer and have disciplinary action against a star player who is also white and like foreign. There's so many layers of very like sad and dark and weird stuff in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Straight like that. It does seem like this is going to be different because he's a white guy. I don't know how. I don't know if they're going to if they're going to try to double down. Like, I feel like now sometimes because of all the flack that like the LAPD got, I'm using myself as an example right now, because I feel like maybe there's a chance that the NBA like gives him a super hard penalty.
I think there's a very good chance. I think there's also an outside weird chance that he's like, oh, your culture has had like a awakening, but like I'm from, I don't, that's, this is a cultural difference.
He just starts
and, like,
giving Latvian
excuses. I mean, I don't think Latvia is like a, I think it's like a fine place. I play tennis with people from there. Yeah. I think it would not make sense, but like, I think that there's gonna, language barrier. Like, I do think he's gonna try and wiggle out of this, because we've seen that, like, remember when he was DMing models and it was like, this is so funny. He's like such a like tall, weird dork. And it's like, oh no, I think he's like a scumbag.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
There's a thin line with them DMs, man. And it's fucking.
Yeah, the DMs are fine. Just don't. DM, if you're a single man in the NBA, yeah, who is having a problem with you DMing? I think the Zion ones are fine.
Mm. Oh, I don't know about the Zion ones.
You've just been DMing women. I used to DM people. No,
I
one,
mean, it's impossible not to, bro.
Yeah.
When somebody like extremely hot follows you,
yeah,
and they're like clearly looking at your pictures, you're just like, God damn it.
Happened to you?
I mean, extremely hot?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. And it's like, whoa.
I'm fixing my hair, so I keep having to put the mic down.
That's good.
And you have DM'd them.
I have DM'd them. Once it was clear to me that, like they weren't, this wasn't a passing thing. Like, if you like three of my photos, like, immediately.
It's either a bot or someone that wants to fuck.
Or, like, wants to talk to me, at least.
Yeah.
Like,
and then where did these DMs usually lead to?
I mean, just conversations for the most part. I've never exactly. I've done some internet hookups.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like once or twice.
Like Craigslist?
No. Like
Tinder.
We're off the DMs.
Twitter, like Instagram.
You're in another city.
I mean, I feel like we've all
cities definitely feel like Wild West.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there. As a single, when I was single and someone followed me on Twitter and they DM'd me, and when I was in their city, we poked up for sure.
I've not done that.
You've not done that?
No, I think I'll die.
Yeah,
that's fair. You
know, yeah, I've never actually.
That's absolutely fair.
But if I was like, but did I used to get wasted after shows and sometimes like hook up with someone that was at the show? Yeah, and that's probably equally dangerous, but you're at least like, well, I mean, they sat through a show, you know.
Yeah.
At least they bought a ticket.
Yeah.
I've had, who am I gonna knock?
I've had
their security footage
once
of them there, so like if they murder me, they might be caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had that happen one time, like years ago. But that's like probably the rarest. Like, how come someone without a show? Seems mathematically impossible.
And these women are, I mean, the players are traveling more than more than comedians.
I feel like we've gotten way off topic here.
Sure.
I just want to say Mark Cuban is a fucking hypocrite. He, you know, his organization got essentially Me Too'd last year for the terrible misogynistic nature of it. That executive that was sexually harassing and sexually assaulting people for 19 years. And then he was like, I didn't know. I'm going to, like, we're going to change. The Mavericks are going to be a different organization. And then accepted a trade knowing that someone was under investigation for rape. Like, that's, he's a fucking asshole. Mark Cuban, you're a dick. Come at me.
That story didn't get a lot of press either. I think that was like a very underreported.
It got swept under the rug really quickly.
So yeah. I don't know if that means like Cuban is good at that. The Mavs are a respected organization. The NBA is good at it. But that did not get a lot of like attention.
Yeah, the bummer is whatever happens to Kristaps, nothing's going to happen to Mark Cuban about this.
Yeah.
He's just going to be like, oh, you're talking about last year? That was different. And then, you know, they'll be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And Kristaps will, like, even if Kristaps is, like, legit found not guilty, they might give him a year.
Suspension?
Just to flex.
I mean, Adam Silver, you know, his first big thing when he came to be the commissioner of the league was getting rid of Donald Sterling, right?
Yeah. Force the guy to not own a, like, imagine a dude coming to your crib. You got a couch. And this dude's like, you're not allowed to have this couch. You've disrespected the couch. You fart on the couch. You don't treat the couch well, but it's your couch. You bought this shit.
But there was so much public support for Donald Sterling to be gone. He was a very easy person to hate. This is a rich, old, white man in Los Angeles. Like, that people love hating that. So, and the girl was like wacky. There was that seemed like that was a slam dunk. Not to
you made her sound like a Tiny Toon.
She was Dot she was from like Animaniacs.
Came out of her house like roller skating. She was bonkers. So I think it's a little bit. I think this is like a bigger test. I'm also sorry if I'm talking too much. I do think the time of nothing happening to the owners will not be forever, though. I think there will be a time when an owner has to answer for, you know, the sins of his company. That is the natural thing. Like,
yeah,
in business, if your company does something like so shady and fucked up, the owner gets in trouble.
Yeah, the board will kick you out or something will happen.
And then in sports, it's just like, I don't know, his dad did it. And you're like, okay, what?
It'd be tight to see something serious happen to Mark Cuban here.
It would. Well, let's talk about James Dolan. Like, he, like,
well, look, dog,
he's obviously the worst owner in the NBA currently, right?
He might be the worst, like, sports owner.
Yeah.
In defense of him, he did just have an album come out last week.
Yeah. And he's been having a lot of bad YouTube coverage.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, he's in the middle of a press run. Yeah, I mean, he's doing fucking Genius. He's got an interview with Nardwar promoting The Great Divide by JD and the Straight Shot. And like, how can he know what's going on with a whole team that he owns?
Well, he obviously knew because he signed off on the trade and the Mavs knew. But I guess my question is like, so the Knicks knew that this was happening and they were just like, we got to get rid of this guy.
That's every organization's favorite thing to do right now. Rid ourselves of the problem. And then when they come to us, we'll be like, yeah, they're not here anymore.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, no one is going public. The Chiefs had those videos. The Ravens had those videos. The NFL has video. Like, everyone has this proof, but they're like, well, we're not going to leak it to the press, which you understand. Why would the Knicks go to the Washington Post? But it's also not enough to be like, I don't know, he's not here anymore. It's like, okay, but wait, there's an in-between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have to say, hey, we're trading this guy because...
I mean, they said it privately to the Mavs. They didn't say it publicly. Damn. They were just like, we know something. And we wanted to get rid of him. That was their We all thought it was because his injury, but it turns out it was something much worse.
And I think now is the time they sort of have to own that. Fess up to that. But they're definitely, I mean, he's an incompetent human being.
Yeah.
Those teeth, why buy those teeth? Like, it's just like, when your teeth look that crazy, how are we to trust you?
Fair point, Megan.
There is no trust. Yeah. It's fucking donkey from Shrek, like, style teeth. All right, well, fuck Kristaps, I guess, for now. Yeah. Fuck the Mavs, fuck the Knicks. This sucks, but let's move on, right?
Indeed.
Cool. Are we all happy and jolly now?
Yeah, we're in a great mood.
Megan, you're from Indiana, right?
Indianapolis. To be exact.
Yeah.
The whole time? You weren't from, like, some, like, weird...
No. I don't know why I take such great offense. Like, Indianapolis is, like, L.A., you know? Like, yeah. No, I'm from proper, but never like, always an Indianapolis mailing address.
So, oh, okay.
And then I went to college in Indiana. So I was in Indiana until I was 22.
Fuck. Wow.
What the fuck?
So that makes you Pacers fan? You went to Purdue, is that right?
Purdue.
Got it. So you had some shit to root for in terms of basketball when you were in college?
We were not, my parents were not from Indiana. And so, like, in Indiana, IU and Purdue basketball is bigger than the Pacers. But they were not a fan of either team. It didn't matter to them. Being said, we were giant Pacers fans.
What brought your family to Indianapolis?
I think, like, work.
Oh, okay.
1980s dad work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he was, like, doing accounting for a software company.
No, he works in human resources, but he, like, specializes in, like, labor negotiations.
Got it.
Okay. I was going to say dentist, but, like, dentist, lawyer, some sort of hybrid.
Yeah.
A JDDDS hybrid. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, fuck. Pacers. How long have you been down with the Pacers since day one?
Well, wait. I feel like I want to talk about lawyer dentist more. Right, I feel like this is an Adult Swim show we can pitch, right?
I think what that is I think a lot of people fantasize about, like, becoming successful in the passion they have now. And then, like, I'm going to be a lawyer. Like, when they're, like, 50 or 60.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's like he was a dentist, and then he was like,
I'm
going, like,
to be a lawyer. I've been alive long enough to.
Yeah.
I've been to court enough.
I want to do wrongful convictions.
Right. Yeah. He's, like, had to go to court for, like, dental records on, like, murders. And he's I've seen a lot of wrongful convictions.
Yeah, I got bit by the bug.
Yeah.
I've had my hands in every judge's mouth in the whole city.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth something.
It's also something that seems achievable in Indianapolis. To, also, like, be a dentist and go to law school at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You got nothing but free time. It's so flat.
We're doing this, guys. The three of us are going to go pitch lawyer dentist to networks.
I still got my visitor
CBS
pass.
Is the goal.
CBS All Access. All Access. Yeah. They're giving them up.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
CBS.
Hell yeah. I was going to say, I still got the NBC Universal Visitor's Pass.
Whoa.
I could just scratch the date out.
I bet we could get a new one.
You think it's all right?
I bet we could make some emails and get us a fresh one.
Yeah, between all of our reps, I think we can get a meeting.
Let's see if we can't get in there,
guys. Not to brag.
Yeah,
I was on the Universal lot the other day.
Oh,
okay.
I had a meeting at Amblin Entertainment.
That's where the Minion statue is, right?
That's exactly where it is. Yeah,
that's my favorite.
You're driving over the 101, and the Minion is, like, coming over the horizon.
That's the best one.
My meeting, they made me wait 10 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Thank God they did, because I was in the lobby of Amblin, and then I was looking at my phone, and I heard someone yell, "Oh, thank you so much. Hello." And I looked over, and someone was holding the door open for a man that was Steven Spielberg.
Sick.
Wow.
And he was carrying two large duffel bags, one in each hand.
DVDs,
they looked very heavy.
What's his last joint called?
The press. I don't know. Ready Avatar. Player One.
Not, yeah, yeah. Just the Avatar Blu-rays in a duffel.
He did Life of Road of to Perdition.
Road of Pie.
Yeah,
and
I know that he's fighting with the streamings about the Oscars.
Doesn't fuck with Netflix.
Joint now.
He hates Netflix, but loves Apple's new streaming service.
With Is it Apple?
Yeah, Apple, yeah.
Listen, we all want to work for him. We think he's doing good work.
Anyways, he walked by me. He was like, I was 4 feet away from him. I could have reached out and touched him. He's probably like 5'9".
Okay.
Yeah. I did not ever expect to be excited to be in the same room as him, but it's like all I can think about the past few days.
Did he have to wait?
What's that?
Did he have to wait?
No, he just strode through the lobby and like walked out to the courtyard. Yeah.
He sells DVDs in front of the Shell station now.
Anyways, this has nothing to do with anything. I just wanted to, we talked about the universe a lot, so I wanted to bring it up. Yeah.
Fuck.
But Megan, your parents are neighbors with Victor Oladipo.
Straight to business.
From Steven Spielberg. Celebrity. We're kind of the Spielbergs of Indianapolis.
Fame on fame.
They live across the street from Victor. Yes.
Do they ever bring baked goods to him?
So my mom is that type of gal. So when they moved, you know, someone moved in, she saw a moving van. So she went over and brought some granola bars, a six pack of Rolling Rock, some Capri Suns in case they had kids.
What?
She went like, this is what she did. Like, you know, she put together OD, like a little care package, and she walked over and she talked to his trainer. Mm-hmm. He was in the garage, but she still was just like, this is the man moving in. And then I think my dad put it together that Oladipo had moved in.
Wait, does Victor Oladipo's trainer live in his garage?
Not in his garage, but I think like his trainer or he's like a family friend. Maybe he's like both of those things lives at the house.
Got it.
Am I like blowing up his spot?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, don't say like, the address, but you're fine.
His pal lives at the house with him. And my mom has said they're both so nice. They have nothing but the best things to say about Victor. And I've never met him. My mom will put balloons on his mailbox when he got the All-Star. And then when the playoffs were done, she gave him a card.
Does she like put like black balloons when he got injured?
She'll do Pacers colors.
Okay.
But I think she did maybe bring like a pot pie or something when he got injured.
Oh,
she
didn't
bring
nice.
Him some perks? Hmm? Get serious. Your mom didn't come through with the Vicodins?
No, but she is a nurse. But I think she like knows he's, you know, getting what he needs.
Yeah, course, he's got a plug. He's an NBA player. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know.
I bet he's got good health care.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Do you think Victor Oladipo drinks wine, given his music?
Yeah,
I feel
absolutely.
Like he
does R&B.
He's definitely a red wine guy.
You have to be.
Yeah.
LeBron mandated it.
I think he'll drink like some tequila, some Patron too.
All right, turn up guy, DC guy.
Yeah.
We're fond of a bottle.
Oh, is he from DC?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a pro bottle city.
You know where he went to college?
No, because I don't really follow college basketball at all.
Indiana.
Oh my God.
So he's like back home a little bit.
Yeah.
His white home.
Well, yeah. So he endorsed he was at the time the Senate, he was the Senator running for reelection, the Democrat. And he endorsed him like with Joe Biden and then in another place. And people were like pissed. Like, oh, fuck off. And then the Republican one.
So do you think he's a Pete Buttigieg guy?
That's an
Indiana guy, right?
No, I bet he's like I bet he's all of them. I bet he's like a Camilla, Corey. I bet he thinks Elizabeth Warren's cool.
He's like DNC or die.
I think 100%.
Which have been the rules in my house. If we're from the same region like I think we are. My mom just was like, you're voting Democrat.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't think he's voting independent. I think he's Democrat.
That's weird. I'm from Philly, and like that is a city where like no matter what your values are, like you might be super conservative, but you vote Democrat no matter what.
Philadelphia
itself.
But Philly definitely had some swayers a little bit. It wasn't like 90%.
The city of Philadelphia itself was like 86%.
It was the rest of the state.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, that's how Indianapolis is. Is blue. Yeah.
There's some bullshit around.
But you can be like racist, misogynistic, or whatever in Philly, and like you vote Democrat because you're just like. Yeah.
I met I'm gonna say at least six men from Philly in different places that were like, yeah, you know, I campaigned for Obama and I voted for Trump. And it's like, well, how?
Yeah,
you hate women. And so those men were all from Philly.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's definitely.
I love it. It's my home. It's also a shitty city in many ways. So there you go. It's not as dirty as it used to be, though.
Well, that's good.
I go home now, and it's like the whole city has been just gentrified.
Or do you just think like L.A. is dirty too? So you're like, oh, I guess cities are dirty.
L.A.
Philadelphia
is dirty.
Was especially dirty growing up there. It was just trash. And now it's like there's nice restaurants on every corner, no matter what neighborhood you go to.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean it's fine. I don't know.
Had some good times in Philly.
You go there to play Helium or whatever?
I shot a pilot there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's how I encountered all these Trump voters.
I knew that you had a pilot. What was that? Do you want to talk about it?
This was a different one. This was like a travel show.
Oh, really?
I don't know why the pilot was Philly. It's probably why it didn't get picked up.
Yeah. Hey, let's have a travel show. Let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
They were trying to get the budget on that low. Like, look, we can do it in...
every city got a sandwich.
Yeah. Well, Philly has lots of sandwiches. So that's... Mm-hmm. And we went to an Eagles tailgate.
Did you go to a Tony Luke's?
Did we go where?
Tony Luke's.
No.
Oh.
We got a cheesesteak. We went to Wawa.
Any relation to...
the Barnes collection.
Any relation to Uncle Luke?
No relation to Uncle Luke. Okay. Tony Luke is a cheesesteak shop proprietor, although his most famous sandwich is a roast pork with broccoli rabe. That is incredible.
I love that.
Yeah, and he's also notable because he self-financed a mobster movie in which he was the star, and you can buy a DVD of this awful movie at his shop.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Philly's tight.
Yeah.
We needed you as like a consultant on the pilot.
We didn't know each other yet. Next time, they're going to recycle this, right?
Yeah, they're going to renew the no.
But let's talk about the Pacers real quick. They're currently the 4th seed.
Wow, I thought they had dropped to 5.
Okay. Did they drop
to 5? They refuse.
No.
They've lost like the last 2, I think, though.
But yeah, but I think the Celtics also lost. So it's going to be Boston, Indiana in the first round. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel good, obviously, but there's just really not that much you can be mad at the Pacers about. You know, they're doing the very best they can. They're definitely overachieving. I think it was a really, really sad loss, and it's not great. they're not going to win, but I'm truly proud of them. Is that like...
That's fair.
Yeah,
they are the 5 seed, but Boston and Indiana have identical records.
Right? Yeah, they're going back and forth. I think I actually kind of like you guys, the Pacers, in the first round against Boston. I feel like, number one, Kyrie is due for his annual playoff injury. Right?
Sure.
Would feel so bad if that happened.
Yeah, but it happens every year.
Hold on, can I just? I know we're talking the Pacers, but this just made me think of a thing that's on my mind. Like,
I love a thing.
Annual playoff injury for this fucking guy. John Wall keeps blowing his shit up. Nurkic just his leg just fucking exploded.
Oh, God.
Paul George,
R.I.P.
The shit happened to him. Gordon Hayward. It's like it seems like people are getting more devastating leg injuries than ever.
But they are coming back.
What the fuck
is
that?
Just technology.
Yeah.
Tech, their bodies are in better shape. They're like just being monitored constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine Penny Hardaway with today's like medical technology.
He
would have come
years,
back
right?
the same. He would have been great.
So my issue is I feel like these injuries are due to the trainers. I feel like something hinky is going on with the training these days. Like maybe players are training too much.
That's why Kawhi left the Spurs, right?
But then like the technology's so good, you can just come back and be kind of fine. I don't know where the balance is there, but something's fucked up about it, and I don't like it.
They're like disposable, but then they're fixing them fast. So it's like whatever, you know.
Yeah,
that's what they're.
This feels like fucking like goddamn fucking some sort of
an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, man. Like a fucking a movie with Gene Hackman and fucking Will Smith.
I think you could also
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, that one. I was thinking iRobot. It's some iRobot shit, guys.
I think you could also argue
Gene Hackman not an iRobot,
but he is in Blue Chips.
Indeed.
That they're just playing so much basketball from the moment they're like 6 on.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're playing AAU all the time. They're not having a diversification of the sport. That's why there's 12-year-olds having to have Tommy John surgery, and it's like, why? You're a child.
Yeah, what's the deal?
So I think they're maybe their tendons. I don't know why I'm trying to. I'm justifying the trainers, but
Well, then there's players like Joel Embiid, who didn't start playing basketball famously until he was 16,
and got
bunch of injuries. And now he seems to be fine mechanically. He's actually sitting out a couple games right now. But
he's just so big, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Or Nurkic also did not start playing basketball until he was 14 or 15. I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't like it, guys. I want to launch a full-scale investigation.
Yeah. Have you seen Homecoming?
No.
Oh, this feels like a Homecoming type beginning. It's we're using
that show with Julia Roberts?
Yeah. This is the plot of it, except for their soldiers.
Okay.
I really want to see that show because it's a half-hour drama.
And it's so good, and you can crank through it.
I would love dramas more if they were not an hour long.
I would, too.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they're an hour and a half.
Get too at much. Me with the... Once they made things commercial-free, it was a real deal sealer. Because if you get me a Law and Order in 42,
yeah.
I'm in all day.
That's good.
Did you guys know that Ice-T hosts a true crime show on Oprah's cable network?
No.
I just heard about this.
On his own?
Yeah.
Ice-T is the fucking god, man.
I know. He's the best at Twitter, too.
Are you kidding?
The Pacers.
Think his haters are mad enough yet. Okay, how do the Pacers get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Tell us right now.
Well, I don't think they will.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh,
no. I think they match up really well with the Celtics. I think the Celtics are a not cohesive team. I think they kind of have been struggling all season long. Kyrie wants to be the leader, but no one else wants him to be. I think in the playoffs, the Pacers, who have proven to be a quintessential team, can beat the Celtics.
Really, it's on Al Horford. Whatever Al Horford has left in the tank is what would put them over Indiana.
I guess I could see an argument being made for they've got nothing to lose. You know, the Celtics would be a catastrophe for them. Gotcha. But I also just think the Celtics have to get it together. It's they're so talented. I think they'll get it together. Every player they have is better than every player we have. It's just not
They don't like each other. It seems like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Kyrie Irving are... incompatible on the court.
I think if it
but
was
they did a
one pod, game,
they did a podcast together.
If it was one game, we could beat them. I think in a series, it will be hard to beat them. But will it be fun? I do think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think the city will be really behind them, and the Celtics do seem like a disaster.
Right.
I feel like you're working really hard to convince yourself that they might win, but you're not. You just don't believe it.
I think I'm just so proud of them now that it's why expect more? They've already...
Yeah.
And this happens. I get... The Colts overachieved to the highest degree this year. And then people at the end of, and then they lost. They had a bad playoff game. But they made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
When people thought they were going to be one of the worst teams, maybe the worst team. And then people were like, they owe us an apology. And it's you owe us an apology. Fuck you. They're good.
I feel all that.
Who are you to ask for more from these men? So I just think the Pacers have given us so much already. If they win it, great. But I don't want to be disappointed if they don't, because I think they're going to.
Yeah. I wish Miles Turner was better. I wish Miles Turner was enough.
Yeah.
Miles Turner is good.
He's good, but Al Horford is a fucking sage, dude.
Yeah.
He's a White Walker, dude.
I think we've learned a valuable lesson, though, that it's we got to have another guy. Not Vic's level, but we got to have somebody else, too.
Well, you guys kind of lucked into Victor Oladipo.
Of course.
I feel the Pacers were expecting to just kind of tank for a while.
Yeah.
And then Victor Oladipo showed up and no, we're going to win some games.
And there are Pacers fans that boo Paul George. And I'm fuck you too.
He
could have just left.
East Finals, right?
Or us. But he was the one that was hey, I want to get out of here. I want to go like a real place, even though he went to like the same exact city, basically.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But then because of that, we got Oladipo. That was the trade. So if he had just left, we would have gotten nothing. And we would probably have even more white players than we do now.
Yeah, him just speaking up and saying he wanted out did set up the team for.
But when he just comes trade back, success. People boo him.
Well, because like, fans suck. The Air Bud's opinion is fans kind of suck.
Fans suck, and I
fans
think,
should be banned.
Yeah,
I think white fans are like harder on black players.
Oh my god,
Italy's
for sure.
got it right. Italy realized that like there's just teams where they can't even have fans at the stadium.
No,
it's just like too wild and racist. They're just like, dude, empty stadium.
In soccer?
Yeah.
Wow, that is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That would be tight, though.
Yeah, an empty stadium basketball game.
But, like, Italian people being that into sports is funny, too.
I know. It just seems like they always...
Walking and drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you always have a leather jacket on. Yeah.
Who's making the pasta right now?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. One last thing. Okay. One last topic. Mm-hmm. LeBron James officially sitting out for the rest of the season. The Lakers are putting him on ice because of his phantom groin injury.
Yeah. Does this mean we have to stop talking about him after this?
I
think so.
That would be great.
I think we might need to.
I bet there'll be like a Space Jam 2 story or something.
At least until Space Jam is released, we're going to shelve LeBron as well.
You don't
well.
Think there's going to be some sort of like, I bet they have to talk. It's like Tiger. It's bad when he's not in the conversation.
Yeah,
I know. But I mean, except for this year, if LeBron wasn't playing next year, the NBA would probably end up really bad. But things
end.
Yeah, it would just be done.
It just ends.
They just cancel it.
Thanos, endgame, the whole thing. But, like, I don't know. These playoffs feel like it's going to be really good without him. I'm almost like good riddance. Get
good
out
riddance.
Of the fucking way.
Do you think all of this drama this year has been just, like, setting up for a storyline for Space Jam 2 so that they can, like, legally say based upon a true story?
Yes.
And then he comes back in the finals.
Yes.
And they're like, wait, no, you didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm producing a movie, so I'm beating Steph. Like,
the Warriors somehow signed LeBron.
Steph comes out of the locker room painted green.
Oh, can we talk about Steph for 1 second, actually?
Sure.
So, is he a bitch?
I don't like him. I don't like him, and I don't know why. I tried to make it about his church for a while. Like, I was like, I think his church is bad, and that may be true, but, like, I don't even know what that...
Yeah, he's just probably just corny.
Yeah, I think but, like, I do think he does some nice stuff. I thought the thing with the shoes was nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's just corny.
But then, like, so he, like, taunted that ref, didn't get a tech. He went into the press conference and talked shit about that ref, didn't get fined. I'm just like, why? Like, I mean, I know why.
Because
like,
he
gets away
threes.
With so much shit, and he's seen as a nice guy, but I'm like, he's the most petty, obnoxious player in the league.
And it's because he shoots threes. Something about the act of shooting three-point shots makes him seem nice. If he was going to the rim, if he was dunking on people, he would get way more techs.
Well, yeah, Boogie Cousins essentially has the same energy as Steph. Like,
fear of a black planet, bro.
Yep, exactly.
Threes aren't that scary. It's just fun basketball.
Yeah.
I think his teammates are like annoyed that he's like gets to be Captain America.
No, probably. I think they ride
think
that.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yes, absolutely. I think Katie.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
they're
Katie
all
for
that.
Sure does.
I think all of these dudes are so deep in their feelings this year. They could each make a Drake
because
album
they know
on their own.
To an end.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So they're like, yeah, you know what? I don't like you.
Yeah, all that shit. But whatever. All
right.
They're still going to win. You know?
Yeah, they're still going
to
win.
It would be fun to see the drama queens against the drama queens and it just be like Celtics fighting and all the stories out of the finals are just like, they are not having fun at dinner. Yeah. Best games ever.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Uh-oh, somebody walked out. Like,
all I'm saying is, I've never seen John Wall throw a mouthpiece at anyone.
Yeah, and we've seen Steph throw mouth guards at fans, at refs.
Come
like,
on.
Yeah.
I think he's maybe got like a dark, like a
oh,
got,
yeah.
like, anger streak.
No, he's a nut. He's from fucking North Carolina and like big time like North Carolina, like money.
Rich kid.
And his dad probably had it really hard growing up, put a lot on him. You know what I'm saying? No, behind the scenes?
Yeah, Steph Curry owns like a pair of like elbow length latex gloves that he uses to strangle homeless people with in the Bay Area.
Oh,
like,
shit.
He's got a dark side. He's doing some like Dexter shit at night, but like not good Dexter. Like,
he's got
bad
Dexter vibes.
He does have Dexter vibes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. He reminds me of a SVU villain I was watching. From a crossover Chicago PD.
SVU?
SVU crossover. Wow. It was just one of these, like, it was like a doctor.
Who, was it Chicago?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like a serial.
PD and SVU crossover?
Yeah, it's like a serial rapist doctor, but he's like really smug. And like, they'll like have him in the interrogation room, and they'll be like, yo, you know, you did it, dog. And he'll be like, oh, I didn't do anything. Ew. But that sounds terrible. Oh, that is awful. Steph? That's Steph, dude.
Yeah. Does the guy on Stephen SVU Curry also have his daughter on his lap?
Yeah. Just the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Just the whole time.
Dick Wolf, you just heard Jamel's audition for SVU. You should hire him. Hit us up at Airbuds Pod. Yeah, at Broccoli House on Instagram.
Whenever you want to do the Ron Funches plot, get at me.
Wait, what true crime did Ron Funches
do?
Know,
son. He's just like,
I've
been working on my Funches a little bit just to be safe.
Definitely.
It's him at an amateur wrestling thing and some pigs. Things gonna end up sideways. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. One last thing.
All right.
Au revoir to my best friend Manu Ginobili.
Oh, yeah. Officially retired, looking like a detective on SVU, honestly, in those photos.
He's got a
vibe. That suit on.
Did he kill the bat?
Yes. He caught the bat with his hands.
I love it. Still agree.
He's the reason the mascot wears a Batman costume now.
Which, by the way, is a conspiracy theory that I still believe is true.
That he's the one letting in the bats?
That the Spurs let bats in just to have the coyote in the bat costume come in and catch them.
What?
a bat will show up, and then within 10 seconds, that mascot has a Batman costume on.
Trained bats, or they're like wild bats?
I don't think they care.
It's like
I
Ace Ventura. It's Ace Ventura care. 2, bro.
They can't let wild bats in. What if it like... It's a kid.
I mean, that's a big time lawsuit.
I guess
if anyone found out,
like tigers, but they're birds.
Yeah, but they probably got chlamydia or something.
But I'm scared of birds. If they let a bird into Banker's life on purpose,
yeah. Imagine a bird. Imagine if a bird had fur and leather and teeth that could bite.
I don't know. I hate birds more than I hate bats.
I hate them both.
Same, but I think birds are. A 10 out of 10 in awfulness, and a bat is like an 8 out of 10.
Airport.
Oh, yeah. God, I hate it.
And then I'm sad for the bird. It's like,
every time I've been,
get the bird out.
Every time I've been in the Denver airport, there's been a bird in the Denver airport.
Hell yeah. Good for them, man. One of the last
airports. Like supposed to be the Illuminati.
Yeah, it's in the shape of the swastika. Yeah.
Whoa. It's one of the last one with a smoking area.
That's true. Yeah.
They're going to be like, it's one of the last swastikas.
It's one of the swastikas in America.
Swastikas.
You know what's wild?
It's only there, O'Hare.
The Tokyo airport. I was in Tokyo last fall.
Arigato.
But there was so many smoking areas, and they were all packed to the gills.
Hell yeah.
With
people
Japanese
just whiskey?
Men
Do people just
smoking.
Have like,
yeah.
big clear tubs of whiskey in there?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So
that's it.
Manu Ginobili.
They're making the playoffs.
Yeah. Big surprise.
So we don't know when his last game will be.
Well, he's already kind of out. He just was like officially retired.
Yeah, I think he's just at the house.
Yeah.
They probably dropped him so they can pick somebody up for the playoffs.
Is he hurt?
No, he's just old.
He's old as fuck.
He got caught?
Basically.
He got retired.
He's 40-ish, right?
Yeah. They didn't retire Dwayne Wade.
No,
because they have no choice because the Heat need Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, that's their best play.
Yeah,
yeah.
He need Dwayne Wade back.
On the playoff bubble still. Wild, right?
Yeah, tied with Orlando.
I'm just sad. Let him stay for the bat protection alone.
What if that was just his next job, was just the bat?
Batman?
The bat getter
for
the Spurs.
The team in some way.
Yeah.
I hope he opens a sick restaurant.
Oh, I hope so too.
With the good chimichurri sauce.
I feel like he's going to open like a wine shop.
I would go to either or.
I would too.
Hope they're next door to each other.
Ginobili's?
It sounds like a restaurant and or wine shop.
Let's
and
go down to Ginobili's.
Yeah. 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 I bet San Antonio has like its own little like wine scene. They, yeah. There's like a couple of vineyards there.
Exactly. There. Yeah. It's just like
be on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but it's like one of the nice ones.
Yeah. And it's like, with? It's like Pow, him, and like Selena's road manager.
R.I.P. Selena. Yeah.
And Guy Fieri.
And Tony Parker.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Tony.
He would make a wine bar.
He would,
that
yeah.
Seems
he'd open a French rap studio.
Is he just not on Charlotte anymore? Is that why there? He was in the photos with Tim and Manu?
You know, he probably flew out, flew right back.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have a lot going on.
They got
on.
Four rings together, man.
Yeah. Charlotte, what a weird team that is.
Did they get five rings together?
Yes, five. Really? No. I think four. Tony maybe has four.
Okay,
but Tim has five.
Oh, because he had the one. He had the lockout year one too.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Tim Duncan. He's, he's growing out his dreads. Yeah, he's wearing
dreads.
Yeah, he's wearing comic book clothing.
Yeah. Wow. Last seen in a Punisher T-shirt.
Yeah.
And does he live in San Antonio?
I mean, he's there all the time.
Yeah. Wow. He lives in a. The back could, of a Talbot.
Like, I wonder if he'd ever be out here. No, he doesn't seem like he likes the...
There was a photo of him recently that made him look like he was in, like, a 1998 new metal band. Like, he was a lead singer of, like, a Limp Bizkit kind of ripoff. And it was taken this year.
He's rich. Yeah. He can do... He's probably got $100 million. No, more.
I think he'd like the amount of salads L.A. has.
He's probably got, like...
200.
He probably made, like, 600 in his career, right?
No.
I don't know. Dare I Google?
It doesn't seem. It doesn't seem like Tim Duncan's ever been in an ad, but he has.
An remember, he got what? The he got JNCO the jeans.
Well, yeah, JNCO jeans, generic brand cell phone belt clips. Also, he had the Lifetime deal with Adidas. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
him, Garnett, and like Chauncey Billups or somebody got Lifetime deals.
Yeah,
who?
Adidas.
But then I think that ended up ending.
Because
I swear I saw him in some Nikes again towards the end.
This says 130 million.
Full.
But that's celebrity net worth.
Yeah, and that's because he doesn't. He's probably. Okay, first off, he's got 400 grand buried in the woods. Fact one. It's somewhere in the woods. But Tim Duncan also seems like a guy who doesn't really love money.
No, he doesn't need it. He listens to Puddle of Mud.
Yeah, the things he like are like free at Goodwill.
Yeah.
$2 CDs. Shit like that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we were like, oh, 130 million.
Yeah, we did brush off like, $130 million pretty fast.
Did great.
No, Tim did great. I think 130 mil is low. It just feels low. I wonder if by today's standards.
I think we're different.
Is Mono
said he made 10 million a year. That seems like
that seems nice.
Terribly low.
Let me see what Manu's worth. What's Manu worth real
Manu's,
quick?
Manu's, if Tim Duncan made 130 mil in his NBA
65.
Career.
65.
I'm going to say around that, too. I'm going to say 66, just to do Price is Right.
Okay. All right. I'll say $1.
No. Actually, I'm going to say 110. What do we got?
45.
No.
45 M's.
45 million in his NBA career?
I mean, yeah. Also, he had some Argentine pro money too. You know, he's getting some.
He can't. What are we? He's not going to get an endorsement deal.
I feel like maybe
which is crazy.
There.
I wish I had a company to have Manu Ginobili
of
be my
course.
Guy.
But I bet places are like, I don't know.
Just like my company for like weed. Just like I'm selling dabs, but the ad is just Manu Ginobili hitting like real awkward layups. That'd be sick. Driving. Come on.
Guys, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, I think
we've been talking for a minute. Megan, you got anything you would like to plug? Any social media? We've got upwards of 1,000 listeners. So, yeah.
Well,
in 112 different countries.
All you Pacers heads, I'll be back in Indianapolis April 27th and 28th at the New Helium. I really sold that like it was like a real ad.
I didn't know that Helium opened a club there.
Yeah.
They're really blowing up, aren't they?
I think it opened within the last few months.
Wow.
And yeah, my Twitter's Megan Gailey. My Instagram's Better Megan Gailey. I have an album coming out in the summer, but I don't know yet. So
You recorded already?
I recorded it all.
Where at?
At the Comedy Attic, also in Indiana, in Bloomington.
Nice. A fantastic club. I have been inside of this
very
place.
Very fun. Mm. Club. Great club. So that's it. Go Pacers. I'm sorry if I was negative about them.
No.
You were realistic, if anything.
I love what they've done so far.
You showed a lot of real love.
I love their work, and anything above it will be icing on the cake. And I love Victor Oladipo's Express ads.
Is his album good?
You know, I've listened to songs people have sent me, but I have not explored the entire album.
I think that's a statement enough.
Yeah. I just want to shout out Thad Young also, by the way. I feel like we didn't talk enough about him. He's really picked it up. He's a former Sixer, so I love him indefinitely. Shout out Thad Young.
You're not listening at all, but hit us up.
He'll get a Google alert.
Yeah. Airboatspodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll book you on the podcast.
Fact.
Yeah. Jamel, you got anything you want to plug? Any shows coming up?
Well, Broccoli House on Instagram is a big one. And a show April 24th with Megan Gailey.
Ooh.
Highland Park. Me and the homies, Randy Syfax and Maddie Litwack. We got a show at the Lodge Room. It's Wednesday the 24th.
What's it called?
$10. It's called Cover Band.
Cover Band.
Cover Band at the Lodge Room.
Yeah, if you're in LA, come see Jamel and Megan. Just fucking tear it up.
No, it's going to get tore down.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Shredsville.
You guys have been promoting early, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah, we're going in. We got vids. We're releasing vids, baby.
Wow, okay,
really?
Great.
Yeah, you guys shoot some stuff?
We shot some stuff.
Ooh. I love this.
We put together some things.
To be on the first one.
Yes.
Is that the first one?
It is.
Okay, great.
Hit us up at Airbuds Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Like and subscribe and all that dumb shit on iTunes. If you review us, we'll read whatever you write in the review.
Anything said in the review.
Peter will say all the racist stuff. Hit us up, Airbuds Pod on Patreon, patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to support us, you can get access to our weird as fuck Slack for as little as $1.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah.
You want to get in there?
Megan, you want to be on our Slack?
Yeah.
I don't have Slack.
Oh, it's just an app you can download.
I know. My fiance has it, and it makes me afraid because he uses it for work.
I mean,
so I thought it was okay, guys. I want to be it. Sorry.
Okay. No, I mean, look.
Honestly, it just would be nice to have a female energy in there.
Okay, yeah.
We do,
but
awesome.
It's gonna be a lot of like, you guys. You need to put a warning at the beginning of this. It's gonna be a lot of like, hey, boys.
Oh, well, I don't want to put that on you.
No, we need that energy.
No, you don't
I'll
have
to. I'll put it on myself.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay.
Oh, hi to my fiance. He's a basketball boy too.
What's his name?
CJ Toledano.
What's up, CJ?
He hosts House of Highlights Twitter show.
Oh.
So, if you like House of Highlights, I am their mom, too.
Two moms.
House of Highlights mom.
You are two moms. And shouts out to Tony Parker, who's worth $75 million.
And you know what I bet? Eva took some of that.
Fact.
Oh, he was probably worth $150 until Eva took half.
These are major factoids you guys are dropping.
Not a prenup, I bet.
Tony Parker, hit us up at Airbuds Pod on Twitter. Let us know how much money Eva took from you. We love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.